The House of Representatives took up a package of gun violence measures for a vote Tuesday. Hours earlier, a subcommittee had heard testimony from survivors of the recent mass shootings in Buffalo, New York, and Uvalde, Texas. 10-year-old Mia Cerillo was a student at Raub Elementary School in Uvalde. She described her experience to the House Oversight and Reform Committee.
He shot her in the head, and then he shot some of my classmates and the whiteboard. When I went to the barracks, he shot my friend that was next to me, and I thought he was going to come back to the room. So I grabbed the blood and put it all over me.
Dr. Roy Guerrero is a pediatrician who grew up in Uvalde and had attended Raub Elementary. He treated victims of the shooting and told Mia's parents their daughter was alive, but he could not answer their question about their other daughter at the school, who later turned out to be okay.
Innocent children all over the country today are dead because laws and policy allows people to buy weapons before they're legally old enough to even buy a pack of beer. They're dead because restrictions have been allowed to lapse. They're dead because there are no rules about where guns are kept, because no one is paying attention to who is buying them. The thing I can't figure out is whether our politicians are failing us out of stubbornness, passivity, or both.
Kimberly Rubio is the mother of a child who received a Good Citizenship Award at Raub Elementary the same day that she was killed in the attack. Rubio says she stands for Lexi with demands for action.
We seek a ban on assault rifles and high-capacity magazines. We understand that for some reason, to some people, to people with money, to people who fund political campaigns, that guns are more important than children. So at this moment, we ask for progress. We seek to raise the age to purchase these weapons from 18 to 21 years of age. We seek red flag laws, stronger background checks.
If you take out the assault weapons ban, that list is a pretty good description of the Democratic bills the House took up for a vote. The Protecting Our Kids Act and the Extreme Risk Prevention Order Act. But Democrats also used a parliamentary maneuver to pass another measure condemning replacement theory. Democrat Jamal Bowman of New York is the author of that resolution.
I rise today in support of my resolution, H. Res. 1152, to condemn the great replacement myth, which is a delusional white supremacist conspiracy theory.
White replacement theory came to public attention after the 2017 Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, where marching white supremacists and neo-Nazis chanted, "Jews will not replace us." Bauman says the nation has been mourning since it was founded, and he says, "We must combat white supremacy." And he says, "We must combat white supremacy."
Great replacement myth is a racist, anti-Semitic, Islamophobic, xenophobic, nativist, and hateful lie. It's 2022, and black people are still being hunted down and killed in America. The same goes for every person of color, Jewish people, the LGBTQ plus community, and every marginalized person in this country.
That resolution passed, with two Democrats, Jared Golden of Maine and Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, joining Republicans against the measure. As for the two gun bills, Republicans seemed lockstep in opposition. Matt Gaetz is a Republican from Florida.
This is not a modest trimming around the edges of gun laws. It has been a full-throated assault on the Second Amendment, a desire to deprive people of the weapons that they choose at the age that they achieve majority.
He also took issue with Democrats' criticisms of Republican lawmakers for opposing the Democratic bills.
So you now have House Democrats demeaning, defaming, calling extremists tens of millions of Americans while they try to disarm you and then subsequently defund the police. And so no good guys are coming when the woke mob ends up at your door. That's their plan for America, and gun control, unrestrained gun control, is a key part of it.
Several Republicans asked Democrats to drop their measures and take up a Republican bill called the Prosecutors Need to Prosecute Act. Michelle Fishback is a Republican from Minnesota.
Just last night, families in San Francisco ousted their attorney district attorney for failing to keep their streets free from criminals. Americans are fed up with liberal prosecutors letting criminals run rampant for the sake of woke idealism.
Democrats did not drop their bills in favor of the Republican measure. At 8.5 hours and counting, floor debate continued at news time, though both Democratic bills are expected to pass the House and move on to the Senate. Over on that side of the Capitol, a bipartisan group is trying to hammer out a narrower agreement, with optimists saying they could wrap up later this week. In the meantime, reform advocates are watching, often with frustration, like the Uvalde pediatrician, Dr. Guerrero.
I chose to be a pediatrician. I chose to take care of children. Keeping them safe from preventable diseases, I can do. Keeping them safe from bacteria and brittle bones, I can do. But making sure our children are safe from guns, that's the job of our politicians and leaders. In this case, you are the doctors, and our country is the patient. We are lying on the operating table, riddled with bullets like the children of Robb Elementary and so many other schools. We are bleeding out, and you are not there.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News, KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.